seabed by Hudson Mohawk has been trending on TikTok because of the sauciest sex story on Reddit.
But is it really a bad song for the bedroom? On this episode of IMO, we discuss our sex songs and whether we can endure our partner's playlist. So on every so there's one part where he's like consistent, then he that's a exotic rhythm.
What exotic?
Cause people usually constant rhythm.
If let's say we're in coitus and you play this song, right, I'll just immediately start laughing. See, I wouldn't be able to look at you seriously.
But anymore. Laughter helps you get relaxed. So we're talking about foreplay. Foreplay to this song. Woo, okay, foreplay of the song, I can see. I think that foreplay of the song is quite gangster. Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of In My Opinion! My name is John.
My name is Brianna.
And yes, welcome to another episode. And do remember to follow us. We are Overthink SG everywhere. And usually you will hear, my name is John, my name is Alistair.
Mm.
But if you all didn't watch earlier episodes, the earlier episode.
Yeah.
Excuse me. She is the new Alistair because the original Alistair is in Thailand for a 1 month long work trip.
Yeah.
So it's been, this is the third week.
Yes.
Ah, easier to count by episode, right?
Yeah.
This is the third week. So he should be coming back soon.
Yeah.
We do not necessarily miss his presence, but yeah. In the meantime, once in a while, whenever he's possible to host with me, we will get him on. But for tonight, we're going to be talking about something that only couples can talk about. I mean, no, not
really. Not really.
Not really. But it'll be extra relevant. And then you all will see the description below. And in order not to get copyright striked, okay, everything will be linked in, everything that we cannot play for you guys will be linked in the description box below. Mm. But anyway, with that out of the way, like I mentioned, haven't out of the way. Remember to follow us on Overthink SG. We are Overthink SG everywhere on TikTok, Telegram, YouTube, Twitch.
Instagram.
On Spotify, we are IMO Podcast. In my opinion.
Mm.
No other platforms, that's about it. Away we go. So anyway, today's topic we're gonna be talking about, okay? This viral trend or viral song that has been going around, making its way around TikTok.
Yes.
And she's very excited because she's a huge consumer of TikTok. Okay? So this viral song is gonna be if I'm not wrong, the title is CBAT.
You can't take my word for it because I also don't know, but like the backstory of how I chanced upon this trend, right, was that I chanced upon people explaining this trend and not the original video. So I was so confused. I was like, why are people moving their palms to the beat?
Just to give you guys some context, I'm gonna play a 1 second snippet of that song, or rather maybe the first bar.
Yeah. No, just play like a video.
Today I fucked up by posting on Reddit.
Hold up. Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. So basically, this is the song. It's called Seabed by Hudson Mohawk. Okay. That has been trending all over TikTok. Purely because,
and not in a good way.
Purely because the context of the story is that somebody posted on Reddit that their girlfriend had a problem with them during sexual intercourse.
Mm.
Because for 2 whole years, that has been the song, or rather the song in the playlist, that he has engaged in sexual intercourse with her with.
Okay, but further context, this guy had issues with sex because he didn't know whether he was good at it or not. So he researched on it, and then they said if you played music, it can help you with like the beat and the count of the song.
Yeah.
So out of all the songs that he can choose,
this is his favorite, by the way.
He chose this one.
This is his favorite, and like he cannot see himself doing it without any other song. He did mention
for
that.
2 years.
For 2 years, so it blew up over TikTok because people, oh my god, 2 years, poor girl, or something like that. So today we're gonna be discussing about that and our personal sex songs. Okay, so first things first, I gotta ask you. Okay, so if Seabed, right, you just listen in isolation like this, and your partner, it could be me, it could be anyone, it could be imaginary, right, tells you that this is the sex song, what do you think?
If you tell me this before we start intercourse, I would be a bit hesitant to even proceed.
Okay.
But if in the middle you suddenly blast it on Spotify, right? Fuck it, I just continue, lor. just do it lor.
But for 2 years?
I might suddenly like drop some like hints. Like,
okay, so we roleplay. So like we're about to engage in coitus. About to engage in coitus. Okay. And I was like, let me put on a song. Yeah. And you already know what song it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It starts first by toot, 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 toot. What will you say?
This is like 2 years already.
Yeah.
Like, do you wanna like try some other songs?
Huh? Why?
Cause every time it's this song, why don't try other songs?
But I really like this song and it helps me perform better.
But if you never try other song, you won't know what.
But a few other songs the previous time we play, it doesn't work out.
Let me try to play my one.
But what if it doesn't work out?
Okay, then we go back.
Go back?
To play that one, no.
CC back wins, cannot! So like, how? So in that case, is it a deal breaker for you? I just want you what's it called? Project onto me. Okay? So everything about me, we're in a relationship. You know what? We're almost 2 years.
Oh my god, we're almost two years.
Right? So everything right, you can imagine. But so now
if let's say you
play every this time song, we get intimate, I only want this song. If not right, actually right, physically I also cannot perform.
Wow. Okay. It's not a deal breaker, but right. I would persuade you to go for like therapy. Like sex therapy. Or like health therapy.
What if that hurts my feelings? And then I'm like,
Isn't it a health concern or like a sexual health concern to be so reliant on one thing?
But then again, I have a solution. So is it not already a problem that's solved? So is it you need the therapy?
Hello, that analogy doesn't work, okay?
Why?
Imagine if I rely on a drug to not have anxiety.
But people do that all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's good. You can't be relying on
Okay, you can't draw that conclusion. Someone who is a trained therapist better let us know whether that is the actual way, because if not, right,
you are
potentially frightening a whole bunch of people.
What if it's like Xanax or something? Oh, I need Xanax.
What is Xanax?
It's like some drug to make you feel like relaxed or something. A lot of people abuse it.
But it's also a prescription drug, right?
But this is a stupid song that you cannot perform if you don't listen.
But if I say that, like, it means so much to me and you saying stupid. Dude, that's a deal breaker for me.
Then, okay, if it's like that, right? If this is the conclusion that we draw, then I think it's a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker for you. Because if this person can only play this song, you cannot put on your AirPods.
Walan!
Active noise cancelling.
Cannot.
Okay, but before so your answer is deal breaker lah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but before that, right? Can you show first things first? Help me understand also, because I listen to this song a lot of times and I still don't understand.
Like that
what
song?
Do you think? Yeah, seabed. What do you think is the rhythm, that the motion of the ocean? So on every. So there's one part where he's like consistent. Wait. Then he
okay, what do you think?
I think it's the really is a then he all out for one part.
Impressive.
But if he keeps up on that song, actually that's a exotic rhythm.
What exotic?
Because people usually constant rhythm, right? Or crescendo rhythm, right? It speeds up.
It sounds like a repetitive.
Repetitive. Then after
slow
that,
fast,
suddenly,
slow fast.
Suddenly, when you least expect it, doo-doo!
Stamina. Respect.
Okay, we got respect. For me personally, I feel that right. I think okay. For me, if my partner says that, like for example, okay, cause a bit hard. I'm a straight guy, so if my partner, she will be riding me,
yes,
or right, because one person must set the rhythm.
Yeah.
Cannot be both at the same time. A bit no motion, or too much motion. No,
okay,
right, okay. Anyway, so I feel if a girl is riding me. Right, and she's doing the constant, then hardcore,
hardcore, yeah,
like in a good way.
For a guy, yes, but then.
But why?
It's the tune, though. Like, are you okay with the tune playing in the background?
Okay, actually, I'm not a big fan of electronic music, so I have to say I'm a bit torn.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay, okay, lah. I cannot.
And like putting in like noise cancelling headphones is not romantic.
As in, I will not go to the extent where I need to put noise cancelling because I'm not turned off by it.
Yes.
But, I do not enjoy electronic music. So I think for me, lah, if my deal breaker will not be the song. Will be like what you, I think will be the same for you, which is my partner not willing to try another option.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that's the deal breaker for me. But like the song itself, right, I don't hate it. I also cannot really see myself 2 years enduring it. So it's also a no for me, yeah.
See?
Like,
I think sex is just really important.
It is quite important, not gonna lie, but like, Yeah, it's really quite hardcore. Can you imagine 2 years? Oh my god.
Dude, this girl had a lot of patience.
Maybe what if, right, if she, they managed to, they did break up, like, the follow-up story. If they continue one more year, what if she gets used to it? And then, right, hear me out. 5 hit play by him. If, let's say, this is actually conditioning. So every time he play that song, right?
She wanna have sex.
Yeah. Whoever this person is, you got. I know he's called Taylor or something. Cannot remember. I'll go and find out. I'll link the article in the description box below. But wow, 5 hit, right? 5 million IQ, eh? But it's like, you know, you ring the bell, then you feed
that
cat.
That poor girl, though.
What if, after a while, not poor already?
That's to her, lah. Like, okay, this brings me back to my analogy that my very dear friend Joel said, the chicken rice theory.
Okay, what's the chicken rice
theory? Okay, this is in context with the girl, if she only, like, has intercourse with him with that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you can say you love to eat chicken rice if all you've ever eaten in your life is chicken rice. But how would you know if you don't like, or you like laksa or nasi lemak or lor mee, that kind of thing?
Yeah,
if
you've
not tried it, right?
No, but he has.
But if you condition her life for 5 years like that,
then no, but like, let me clear, they both have. Because it's a playlist, but he arrived at one song.
But this one, she needs.
So he eat the whole hawker center, right? But then instead of choosing chicken rice, he choose freaking chicken bone.
Wow, but for her to tahan this silently for for 2 years, it's like.
Maybe people just got obscure taste. But okay lah. For me, I think it's quite clear. It's not for me.
Mm-mm.
Not for you also. Mm-mm. Okay. So now we have to, which begs the question. And that's why we segue into our next part. Okay. So prior to this episode, the both of us, I told her, okay, we got to prepare one song, which will be our sex song. And then we will rate whether it's a bop or it's a not.
Okay. Would you have sex with this song?
Whether as the partner.
Mm.
I think it's bop or not.
Okay.
So we are about to play pop or not. Okay. We say Spill Stone, loser play first.
Okay.
One time.
Okay.
Scissors, paper, stone. Okay. I lose, I will say first. Okay. So for me, my song, okay, is Arctic Monkeys. Okay.
Okay.
Arctic Monkeys. Why'd you only call me when you're home? When you're high, sorry. Shit, what am I saying? Why do you only call me when you're high? Arctic Monkeys. So, for those of you that are listening in, I will leave the song in the description below. Because y'all, if I play it, I might get striked. But for Brianna's sake, I will be playing this song in her ear. So she can listen to this song. Is it not a good song? I'll fast forward the chorus for you. The bridge not bad already, right? I think my skin is great, right? Okay, so before we go on, okay, now that we're back, chat. Imagine the full package. Imagine us cuddling up, cozying up. In bed, I say I'm gonna put some music on. This comes on, along with its playlist, of course. This comes on, bop or not.
Bop lah. Like I won't. Ah! I won't have anything bad to say about it.
I'm a champ. And it's rock, which is a genre I enjoy.
Okay, okay.
So it's me. It's on me. I'm taking this win.
Okay, okay, okay.
And you are welcome for picking a bop. Oh. Explain a bit more. Why you say it's a bop? Think sexually.
Because
okay, okay.
I feel like in that mind frame, right, when coitus is happening.
Yeah,
right,
coitus. Yeah.
Unless it's really like offensive noises, like that techno beat or like EDM and that kind of like loud blaring things, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. I actually wouldn't mind like softer tunes, like indie songs also.
What if I on loud loud?
On loud loud is can. It's just I don't like the noises that happen, like the electronic noises, as you said.
Okay, okay, okay. Then after we play this one, right? After we go through our first bot or not, right? We must on the spot, surprise one. We pick a second song.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-uh.
Wait, you mean now?
Later lah.
So I have a playlist.
Oh my god, she has a sex playlist. Mine is just my regular playlist. I pick a few songs. Okay, perfect. Okay, so you must pick your top two. I will show you my second one later.
I must pick top two now?
No lah. You okay, go through bot or not, okay, first. Then I will go through the second one. Okay, okay, so but we haven't finished. So like this Arctic Monkeys, why do you only call me when you're high?
Yeah, I feel like
it's what okay. About the pace?
I feel like the count of the beat is okay. So it's, if you want to keep rhythm with the song, like if you are reliant on rhythm, then it's okay.
Okay, okay. Like as a guide lah.
As a guide, la, yeah la.
That's a good pace.
Yeah, it's a good pace.
And it sounds good.
Yeah.
And it feels good, even though actually the lyrics are a bit depresso.
When you're doing it, you won't think about the lyrics. La.
That's true. Billie Eilish also, yeah. You just hear only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So upon 10?
7.5.
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, it's an 8 plus for me! Okay, your turn, your turn.
Okay, okay,
okay. What song is this? And so we can leave it.
Redbone by Childish Gambino.
Okay, and we will link that in the description box below.
Yes. Hell yeah, Redbone. I mean, it's just the beginning.
Oh, this is familiar. It's like a TikTok. It's a TikTok sound. Lower volume. Is this the part?
No, it's just an intro only.
Then what's the okay? Fast forward to the chorus or something. John taking down notes from this podcast. Says chat.
Wait, I think it's coming soon.
It's the daylight. Yeah lah. Yeah. It's the Pornhub's the Pornhub intro.
Like.
So okay, you stop first. Okay, so this is the song, right, that is also the one that they troll the Pornhub intro.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, then they open and daylight.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because it's the same tempo, but okay. Your song is slower in tempo than mine.
Cause I feel like personal preference.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You like to take it slow?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Sometimes.
Like
this is my experience. Okay, okay.
Like in the beginning, like uh-huh, I enjoy uh-huh. A slow beginning.
Ah, so we're talking about foreplay. Foreplay to this song.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, foreplay to this song, I can see. I think that foreplay to this song is quite gangster. But coitus to this song? Like, are we slow?
But foreplay is a big part of coitus.
Actually. It is. But we're assuming, because immediately when we talk about the seabed, is we think it's the thrusting already or the riding already.
I don't mind to this song.
Slower.
It just sets the mood.
Okay, like, it's quite moody, I have to say.
It's moody.
The tunes are quite moody, and the instrument
Yeah, and the bass behind the beat.
Pace wise, I think it'll be a bit slow for me. I'll be a bit slow. And I have the naggy feeling it might be a little bit slow for you. Based on my personal experience. I'm not saying much, but I'm just saying. But like, I think it's not a bad song. I want to call it a bop. Okay? I want to call it a bop. But I'm just holding back a bit, right? Just because I'm salty about the fact that it's a TikTok song. But anyway. Okay, no. It's okay. It's a bop. It's a bop. Okay? But if you ask me upon 10, I would have to say 7.
Okay.
Because it's like, can be better, not A+.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Next one is gonna be a bit more extreme. Okay. Hear me out. It's gonna be a TikTok song. Okay? And you're gonna know it. And I'll explain why. And the song, right? The song is called is by this up and coming, they're new, right? They're a new band. I don't even know if they are a band or they're just a bunch of singing people. Anyway, the artist is called AJR.
Okay.
And the song is World's Smallest Violin.
No fucking way. You. Kira says, haha, what the fuck? Enough.
Wait, you must hear the last part. Especially the last chorus. Alright, let me explain. I know it's a troll pick. It's a little bit of a troll pick.
Yeah.
But I thought of it off the top of my head just now. That's why I suggested the second song. Think about it. In coitus, when you in sexual activity, right? You will speed up before you finish at the end.
I know.
So the world's smallest violin really needs an audience. And if I don't find someone soon, I'll blow up into smithereens. Let me hear my violin for you. Bum. And thank you. I think it's not a bad one.
You're looking at me and you're telling me that you can have coitus or that thing is playing in the background.
I think, right, if the sound system audio file level surrounded. So, like, because hear me out, the start of the song, the beat is not that bad. The rhythm, I think the pace. Right? The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. Grandpa fought in World War II. You know?
I love how you're singing it as if it's gonna. Like,
no, I'm a drummer, so I know the beat, you know? You know what I mean? But towards the end, that's where it gets exciting because I think that's every coital activity ever, what, right? If I find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens. Right. Think about it. Oh my god, this is genius. I am genius. Bop.
Flop.
No. I think you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, fine. Explain.
I think if, let's say we're in coitus and you play this song, right, I'll just immediately start laughing. See, I wouldn't be able to look at you seriously.
But anymore. Laughter helps you get relaxed.
No.
7 million IQ. IQ increasing.
No. How can I take you seriously with this song in the background?
Can you tahan for 2 years? Oh, can you get used to it by 2 years?
No. Wait, you're not gonna try.
Okay. Explain.
What do you mean?
Explain some more. Do you have any more to say about it? World's smallest violin.
It's not like, as I said, it's not like it has any electronic beats or sounds.
So you like electronic?
No, I don't. I mean, if you're talking about coitus, no. But like the it's lyrics,
acoustic.
But the fuck, it's the lyrics.
It's not the. It's the lyrics. Lyrics great. What got meaning? Right. It's about a musician who wants an audience. It really, actually the lyrics are surprisingly deep. You all should check it out.
Yes, yeah. But during coitus, you don't really care for the lyrics.
But you want to go deep. Okay, okay, fine. Upon 10, quick.
Wow, freak, this is a 2 eh.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm really surprised.
We're going to need to talk about this. Okay, it is a bit of a troll pick. Okay, it is a little bit of a troll pick. Just for content, just to make it funny. But I just thought of it, so I had to show it to you. It is still Arctic Monkeys.
But out of 10, how realistically, like, will you...
For fun, maybe 5 lah. But like, I think it's quite...
And then full stop, done.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Bangkang.
Your turn. What song and...
This just trended on TikTok.
Of course it's a TikTok song.
Just,
so maybe we should just open TikTok and play the background. Like, and get a machine that does this.
It just trended, but it's not a new song.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what's it called? And
it's called Under the Influence by Chris Brown.
Okay, and we will put it in the description below.
Wait,
let me play the chorus for you,
okay?
Oh. Okay, this is the chorus, right? Oh, I haven't reached.
It's basically
slow. Oh, damn slow eh.
I like slow.
No, you don't. Okay, okay. This song, I have to say, right, there is potential to be faster than the previous one, but I still think it's damn slow. Wow. I think this one is a not for me eh.
Really?
Yeah. It's too slow already. Too like, any slower might as well play Mozart.
Fuck off.
No, but like, okay, okay, hear me out, hear me out. Upon 10, I have to give this a 5.
Okay.
Because it's not like I cannot have sex to it, right? But can I have sex for 5 years? For 2 years? I think cannot.
Okay.
Too slow already.
Okay, okay, okay.
Like, not, like, it sets the mood right, right? Then after that, fast forward, can next song.
Yeah.
Not bad, lah. Not
okay,
bad, not
okay.
bad.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I know this one was not a troll pick for you. This is part of your playlist. So, like, would you say that if my Arctic Monkeys was a good choice?
That I let you control the playlist?
No, Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
Was a good choice.
Not a bad one.
Not bad. Okay, then I think your first one also was not too bad. Now we'll go on to the last part. One quick word, right? One quick sentence to summarize before we end the episode. Okay? Now that we found out a bit more about each other's sex playlist. Okay. Do you think playing bad songs during sex is a red flag?
Yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
In one sentence, explain why you say that.
In one sentence, explain that. Why yeah. do I think playing bad songs during sex is a red flag?
Yes.
How do I explain it in one sentence?
Real quick, because we're running out of time and we've got to end the episode. Me. Yeah. Okay. So for me, I think it is a red flag for sure. Right? But for me, the reason is because the pacing can be off.
Uh-huh.
And music choice runs deep with people. So sometimes, like, you get to know who they are, right, based on the music that they listen to.
Mm.
Yeah. And if, let's say, I was quite worried you're gonna pull out some of your old ass EDM songs, like Fake Meh, or like or like Sketches or some shit. That one, break up. But yeah,
for me, if you're specifically doing this for like sex,
yeah lah,
I just feel like, because as I said, like, the music that I play is kind of like the kind of coitus that I like, which is slow. No, maybe in the beginning.
Faster.
But yeah, so I just like that kind of vibe.
Uh-huh.
So if the vibe is off with the music that they like, it kind of relates to the vibe that they like during coitus.
Uh-huh. Although I had a feeling that the tempo of your song is not very correct to what you like. But that will be another topic for another time. So, okay. We have come to the official end of today's episode. And we actually have a few seconds to spare. So, actually, not too bad. Any last word you would like to say to our audience?
Pick your songs wisely, dudes.
Yeah, and I will link the Reddit, the article in the description box below. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching this episode of In My Opinion. We will see you guys next week. Stay safe, don't get COVID, and don't play bad songs during sex. Peace.
Chows.